Penny.
Thanks, John. So world leaders, including President Obama, are striving to reach an agreement on how to confront the worst global financial crisis since the 1930s at the G20 summit in London today. So joining us is Cheryl Conti. She's the founder of the blog Jack and Geopolitics, which describes itself as a black bourgeoisie perspective on US politics. This is quite an assignment, Cheryl. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. Tell me the sort of access that you're getting right now.
The atmosphere here at the Excel Center is tense, but very thick with anticipation for this afternoon and the press conferences that are coming with the world leaders.
Now, tell me how you're coming to write your blogs from a way that a journalist perhaps might not be looking at the G20 summit.
Sure. Well, I'm here with about 47 other bloggers from 22 different countries through the G20Voice.org program, which is sponsored by Oxfam, Save the Children, Comic Relief, One Campaign, in conjunction with the UK government. And we have been invited here to provide a unique perspective. Most of us are not professional journalists or even professional bloggers. We have day jobs. So we really represent the ordinary, everyday people who are watching at home and wondering, well, what's it like to be there, and expressing the hopes and concerns of millions around the world.
What are you hoping that will come out of today? I mean, it's only 8 hours. These world leaders are together for about 8 hours. What are you hoping to see today?
Well, it's clear that there's been a lot of preparation before today's meeting. So my hope is that, and I think the hope of people around the world is that, world leaders will come together not just to address the global financial crisis in an immediate spot way, but to actually use this as an opportunity for a global New Deal that addresses aid to developing nations, that really takes climate change into account in the way that we are building our economies, that provides a social safety net for those who are unemployed, hungry, and homeless due to the global financial crisis.
So what's still to happen today? You're inside the Excel Center where the G20 summit is happening. What do you understand is going to happen in the next couple of hours?
What's going to happen in the next couple of hours is that the meetings will be over very soon, and the world leaders have already scheduled press conferences, and we bloggers have also been invited to these press conferences with the various world leaders. So each one will be doing them individually. So hopefully we'll have an opportunity to ask questions. But in the meantime, while we're waiting, the bloggers themselves have become a part of the story here at G20. This is the first time at either a G8 or a G20 summit that bloggers have been allowed to participate. So we have actually become a part of the story and have been followed around by the media. I recently just met Sir Bob Geldof about an hour ago, and he actually has read Jack and Jill Politics, and so it was great to have a chance to talk to him. But the media surrounded us and actually documented our conversation.
Now, Jack and Jill Politics, the blog says it's for the bourgeoisie black perspective. What is that perspective on G20?
Well, I would say African-Americans and the rest of our audience, we actually have perhaps 30 to 50% non-black readership. They are very concerned about education, health care, climate change, international poverty, and the environment. So, you know, they're looking for real change and something that moves beyond the status quo. Our audience is fairly well-educated and sophisticated. African-Americans historically have been very interested in the news. We have a very politically savvy culture, and so, you know, we're looking behind the lines and between the words.
Now, beyond those big headline topics, give me just a little gem of a story that you'll be blogging about.
Well, let's see. Just now, I was blogging about last night and the meeting between the Obamas and Prince Philip and the Queen of England, Queen Elizabeth II. And a couple of things happened, actually. One was that Michelle Obama hugged the Queen, which one generally does not do. So that's big news here. But also, Prince Philip actually made an unfortunate and many would say racist remark to the Obamas that managed to offend a lot of people here. So I was covering that issue as well, and, you know, and what the subtext of his remarks might actually be, and frankly, how African Americans and how the Obamas might have perceived that comment.
What's the comment?
Basically, they were making a bit of chit-chat with the, upon meeting the Queen and Prince Philip, and Barack Obama was describing his day with, you know, which has been very busy, and he said, you know, I've had meetings with the Russians and the Chinese and David Cameron. David Cameron is the leader of the Conservative Party here in the UK, and Prince Philip cut in and retorted, oh, you must have had trouble telling them apart.
Okay, that's typical Prince Philip. I think he walks around with his foot in his mouth, and I won't even go into the description that he uses for the Chinese, but it does make me just a tiny bit homesick. Cheryl Conti, thank you so much. You're the founder of the blog Jack and Jill Politics, joining us from the Excel Centre, where the G20 summit is running today. Now time for some news headlines from Mark Garrison.
Thank you, Femi. 21 minutes before the hour.